841 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick, Isherth. Well, there's been a bacon festival in the past in Monmouth, and it's new, it's improved, it is back for 2021, and now it's the Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews, Making Bacon in the Maple City. Love that. And joining us to talk more about it from the Monmouth Chamber, she is the owner of Market Alley Wines, Sarah Walters. Sarah, good morning. How are you today? Oop, are you there, Sarah? Maybe I got pushed this button. There, how are you there, Sarah?
I am.
Oh, there we go.
Technology is wonderful.
I know. Well, Sarah, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. Really appreciate it. Well, let's talk about the incarnation of this event, because of course you've had the Bacon Fest in the past, and now the city has decided to do something a little bit different and kind of add to the event itself. Talk about that process.
Yeah, absolutely. So there used to be a Bacon Fest that was centered on the downtown square, and that was it had to be canceled, obviously due to COVID last year, and then this year just certain circumstances wasn't going to allow it to happen. So there's a group of businesses that have gotten together recently and tried to, you know, make a push to bring people to our town and see what we have to offer. And so when we found out that the Bacon Fest wasn't going to happen, we decided, well, maybe we could do something and put a little spin on that. So that's what we did. So we're going to have a Bacon, Bourbon, and Brew Fest Saturday. And instead of it being on the square, it will be at each person's business. There will be various specials, maybe revolving around food or bourbon or coffee or beer. And it's going to be kind of fun because we want you to come and see what we have to offer in our stores rather than just on the square. So we're really excited. I think it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, that really makes sense to get you kind of helping out with the chamber, helping out the businesses, bringing people not only that are in town, but maybe there's people in town that haven't been to some of the businesses, a chance for them to come in and see what the business is about, have some great whatever, like you said, whatever it is, a brew, coffee, bacon, bourbon, whatever the case may be. But what did I count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different businesses that people can attend. So there will be a lot of variety for people, it sounds like.
There really are. And each individual business has their own hours. You can find the information if you haven't seen it. We all have flyers in our businesses, but you can also find it on our Facebook page, which is Make It Monmouth on Facebook. And then we have a new website, makeitmonmouth.net. So you can look at the flyer and see what everyone's hours are and what their specials are so you can kind of plan your day. You can start with coffee, you know, go have lunch places, come have wine with me and bourbon. We're really excited. We were able to get a bourbon barrel pick, and we're going to release that on Saturday. So they'll be able to come taste it and buy it to take home. And we have live music in the alley from 5 to 7. We have a great band from the Aledo area called Blank Stare, and so they'll be playing outside. It's supposed to be gorgeous, and the music is from 5 to 7. So it's just going to be a great day all the way around. We're really excited.
This Saturday, Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews, Making Bacon in the Maple City. And so what time will you open up and things kind of get underway?
I open at noon. I'm open from 12 to 7 at the Market Alley Wines. Other people, you know, like the coffee shop, I think without looking at their flyer, I should have planned ahead and had it in front of me. I think they open, you know, 6-ish. We have Dame Fine and we have Tin Cup. They're all doing specials, and Dame Fine is even donating all of their tips that day to our local Warren Achievement Center, which is amazing. It's a great organization, and I think it's awesome that they're going to support them. So, you know, there's just so many things and so many ways that you can get out, explore our city, and find some things that you maybe haven't seen before. Like you said, I think even some people in town haven't been to these places. So it's going to be a great thing for our community and our surrounding communities.
Sarah Walters joining us this morning. She's the owner of Market Alley Wines in Monmouth, Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews, the event coming up this Saturday. And if you look at the flyer, which as Sarah said, you can see on the Facebook page, Make It Monmouth, it has a list of all the businesses and their hours, and a lot of them say actually what they're going to be serving that day, a lot of different things. There's one of the restaurants, a bacon buffet. Who wouldn't want a bacon buffet, right?
Exactly.
Why not? But okay, so you said you actually have a bourbon barrel that you're going to get to open. How did you manage that?
Oh my goodness, we've been trying for almost 4 years. So the bourbon world has just exploded, and I would say mainly men, but a lot of women, including myself, have really gotten into bourbon. And some companies and distilleries allow you to come and do a barrel pick where you go and taste from several barrels and then pick your favorite, and then they bottle it for you with your company's logo. And so we just received ours yesterday, our shipment, and we are so excited. And I might have opened it last night to just double check.
And make sure it's okay.
Good pick. Yeah, and I picked well, let me tell you. I think our customers and our fans are going to love it. And so we're super excited to be able to release that Saturday as well.
How far did you go to do your testing?
Well, we went to Indiana, just across the bridge from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
There's a great place called Starlight Distillery, and they're kind of really gaining popularity lately and receiving a lot of accolades and awards, and I know why after tasting their product. We carry a lot of their product, and so we really enjoyed it, and we thought we'd like to go, and they're really a neat family. It's a seventh generation owned family, and they're kind of a farm to bottle. They are a winery. They kind of are like tanners in our area, where you can go and pick apples and pick pumpkins and have weddings there and things. So it's a great thing. It's they're small, and we love to support small business since we're one too. So it's great.
Picking pumpkins is much more fun after the bourbon tasting, right?
Just right.
Saying.
Just
a suggestion.
A bourbon, pick a pumpkin, eat an apple, you know.
Absolutely. Sarah Walters joining us here this morning. She's the owner of Market Alley Wines in Monmouth, the Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews event happening this Saturday. Making bacon in the Maple City. So here's a list in alphabetical order of the businesses participating. Alfano's Pizzeria, Buchanan Center for the Fine Arts, Dame Fine Coffee, El Mercadito, Flowers Are Us, Haas Embroidery, Market Alley Wines, of course, Maud Specklebellies, Mex on Main, the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce, Patent Block, Reworks 10 Cup, and the United Way all participating. And again, you can see the flyer on their Facebook page, and tells some of them tell what they're going to have. But it sounds like this is going to be a really, really good event. I'm guessing, Sarah, you're hoping that this is going to be the first of many Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews events.
Yes, we're hoping that this is going to be what we'll be able to call our first annual, so that next year we'll be able to call it our second annual. We think it's really going to be a great addition to our city. As our group, Make It Monmouth, we're trying to pick different times of the year to kind of host some kind of event to bring people to town. We want people to see that it doesn't just have to be an event, though. I mean, you know, we have a lot to offer. We have an 18-hole golf course. We have beautiful parks. We have our YMCA just built a beautiful pool. You know, we have a lot to offer. Just recently, our Warren County Historical Museum joined our group. And if you haven't been to that history museum, it is amazing. People around the area have donated so many things. And, you know, we just have a lot in our little community. I think people think that we're small, but I always say we're small, but we're mighty. You know, we have a lot to offer, and I think sometimes we overlook that. So we're hoping to bring that to the forefront so people see that.
So was there actually a meeting? Were you sitting down with people, or were you maybe just sitting there having some bourbon? It's like, how can we do Bacon Fest and make it better? How did we come up with Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews?
That's basically what it was. We were trying to think of, well, if the Bacon Fest isn't going to happen, how could we, as area businesses, how could we make it happen, make it a little different, but still kind of stay on that theme of bacon? And so we decided, you know, we have bacon, we have Smithfield right here in our town, and we have places that brew coffee and places that brew beer. I serve bourbon, as do other places around. And so to us, it just made sense to capitalize on all of our strengths. And so that's kind of how it came up to be. And we thought, obviously, it's always fun to have that alliteration of the bacon, bourbon, and brews. So kind of catchy, and people will hopefully catch on to that.
See, and we were making suggestions this morning. There's got to be somewhere out there somebody has made bourbon bacon, and also there's bacon bourbon, too. There's got to be bourbon out there with some bacon flavor in it.
Yes.
And if not, you can do your own while you're...
Right. We have I know Tin Cup is making a maple bacon scone. I think there's going to be hayseed cookies at Maud Specklebellies. I'm sure she'll have some kind of bacony theme. I know Allison from the Flower Pot is going to sell some bacon-inspired cupcakes. So there's Jamie Ballard at Mod Specklebellies has a whole array of bacon-themed food. So, you know, I think anybody that can put maple and bacon and bourbon together, they have done it, and they're going to hopefully, I'm going to hope to try them all.
Yeah, it sounds like a good mix. Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Well, anything else we need to know about the event, Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews, coming up this Saturday in Monmouth?
I think just, you know, get on our Facebook page, check it out, plan your day. Don't forget to end your day if you want with us. We will have that live music in the alley from 5 to 7. It's supposed to be a beautiful day. And if any area businesses in Monmouth are hearing this and want to be part of our group, it's definitely not an exclusive group. There's just a few of us that we're passionate about, you know, promoting our city and our businesses. So if you are interested, feel free to reach out to me and I can explain what we're doing and hope that you can join so that we can continue to build on this momentum that we have going.
Absolutely. Sarah Walters from Market Alley Wines, Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews this Saturday in the Maple City in Monmouth. Again, look at the Facebook page, Make It Monmouth. You can find the flyer about the event and who all is participating, where to go, and some of the things you're going to get to sample. Sounds like it's going to be a great day, and that is a great idea, Sarah. I really appreciate that you guys came up with it. Oh, my goodness. I actually, you know, initially just typed in Bacon, Bourbon, and Brews on Facebook. There are some other places that actually do something similar, but I'm like, well, like, okay, let me type in Monmouth there, and it's like, oh, there you are. So, yeah. But so if you just go to Make It Monmouth, you'll be able to find it. Yeah.
Exactly. And we appreciate your support and helping us get the word out. We have a lot of great customers that come from Galesburg, and so we hope to see some of your listeners as well. So.
Well, you know, Michelle Bazzari, who works with us, she figured that, we got guys that will love all that. Bacon, bourbon, and brews. What else is there in life, right?
Yeah, how could that be bad?
Exactly.
I've been able to figure out. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Sarah, again, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Best of luck with the event on Saturday.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.